Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. You can hear me weekdays 9 a.m. till noon on Finger Lakes News Radio. FLX Morning continues now.
And welcome back to FLX Morning. It's 8:38. My guest this segment is an associate professor of biology at Finger Lakes Community College. We're joined by Christine Parker here on FLX Morning. Christine, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Paul. I'm well. How are you?
Doing very well. And one of the focuses of the conversation today is going to be on something that I find rather fascinating. Forewarning, this conversation may get a little bit on the technical side because we're talking about the utilization of what's known as mixed reality in education, especially in your field of expertise, Christine.
Yes, absolutely. I have been using mixed reality, which is a type of technology in which the participants wear a headset. And when they have this headset on, they can see and hear people around them, but they also have a very lifelike holograms presented in their field of view that they can interact with. And I've been using this for about 5 years now.
Wow. So how did this first come about?
It came about, back in 2016, I think it was the spring of 2016, I happened to be surfing social media and saw a video clip from the technology company Vocative, and they were highlighting a medical anatomy software that was created by Case Western Reserve University Medical School for the purpose of teaching anatomy to their medical students. And it caught my eye, and I immediately thought, why couldn't we use this to teach anatomy at my level at a community college? And that kind of started the journey from there, that over the next several years, sort of obtained a few devices, and then we became a partner with Case Western, and I've been teaching with it ever since.
So this wasn't a process that happened overnight. It took a little while to kind of test drive this, check out how it would work in the applications before it was finally introduced into the classroom.
Absolutely. Yes. It took probably about a year and a half, I'll say, where I obtained a few devices through some internal grants and tried them out in sort of small groups, because I only had a couple of them when I started, just to sort of gauge student feedback and what they thought of it and if they thought they could be useful in the anatomy classroom. And the short of it is that from those early pilot studies, those pilot kind of experiences, students were very, very enthusiastic about the prospect of using something like that for them learning anatomy. So it was very positive early on. And then it did then kind of evolve over the next couple of years to be able to sort of formalize and enter into a partnership with Case Western for the purpose of getting access to this software for us to be able to use at FLCC.
Now, I've got to imagine in the early going when you were working with a small group of students in this pilot program, and you're like, okay, everybody, put on these headsets and goggles. Everybody was like, ooh, virtual reality? Cool.
Yeah, for sure. Some students have that virtual reality VR experience, that background. And this is actually different from VR in that with VR, when you put the goggles on, you can't see. You are immediately immersed in whatever the program is that you're using. Whereas with mixed reality, you can still see and hear everyone and everything around you, which is part of what drew me to it initially. Because I have classes of up to 24 students, and I didn't want them to all be in their individual environments. I wanted them to all be together with one another and also with me. So that's what really drew me to this technology.
So let me throw out an example of how this would be used. Say you were doing a lecture on the human heart. How would this mixed reality be utilized in that kind of a presentation?
Absolutely. So I can create my content that then I have my students basically join me on the day of the lesson. And what I do from an instructional standpoint, I can show, for instance, the upper body, and then I can peel away layers. So for instance, if we're first looking at the skin, and then I can peel away the skin to look at muscle and talk about muscle around the rib cage, and then peel away that, look at the rib cage, peel away that, look at the heart. We can actually have students look inside a hollow structure like the heart. And when you have things like valves and blood vessels and things that might be at very unique three-dimensional relationship with regards to one another, it is a very realistic and far more authentic of an experience when a student can literally put their head inside a heart and see how everything sits true to life, rather than looking at it on a two-dimensional textbook page or a two-dimensional PowerPoint. So it gives the students this true three-dimensional immersive experience they see not only from the outside, but also from the inside.
Now, I've got to think that this is both fascinating and for some students, maybe a little bit on the freakish side at the same time.
Yes. So it is definitely something that it will take them a few tries to get used to, because it's this very vibrant thing that is in your field of view that wasn't there a minute ago. And there are definitely teaching strategies that I use to try to manage that. So I'll have them dim their display to not have it be so bright. And there fortunately are kind of tricks with these devices that can help alleviate eye strain or discomfort, things like that. But definitely until the students have had it on their head for a period of time, it does take them a little bit to get used to it.
Our guest is Christine Parker. We're talking about the use of mixed reality for educational purposes. She is an associate professor of biology at Finger Lakes Community College. Now, of course, the bottom line to using this type of technology is to look at data like, you know, test scores, comprehension, things of that nature, to see and evaluate how effective these mixed reality augmentations to the classroom are. What have some of the results been?
Absolutely. So we started doing some pilot studies in the fall of 2018, and we were doing these subsequent semesters right up until COVID, and kind of a quasi-experimental approach. But the short of it is we were doing a very limited study to really ask whether or not the use of Microsoft HoloLens and the software that we've been using, which is called HoloAnatomy, could improve students' test scores on laboratory exams involving bone and muscle identification. And the short of it, we got some very promising initial results that did indeed suggest that students perform higher on these musculoskeletal exams after using HoloAnatomy. And it made us very excited, and it kind of gave us some ideas for future studies. And then COVID hit, and we all know what happened then. And so at this time, we have resumed our work and kind of actively looking for the next study and collaborators and things like that, because the initial data has been very encouraging on the positive effect that this can and it does seem to be having on student learning.
As a matter of fact, in about a week's time, you're going to be presenting the experiences and some of your findings for a Microsoft Canada webinar.
Yes, that is true. It is talking about, I'm presenting with a colleague from Case Western Reserve University and also from Texas Christian University Health Sciences Center. And we're going to be kind of talking about each of our respective experiences implementing HoloAnatomy in the classroom, and kind of not only what brought us to sort of where we are today, but also how we all collectively, we're from very different backgrounds, but how we all collectively believe that this is really kind of revolutionizing healthcare education. So I'm looking forward to the event.
What do you see the long-term prospects being for this?
Oh, gosh. I really think the possibilities are almost endless. This is a technology that is not discipline specific. It's basically a really fancy computer that you wear on your head. And so it's really all about not only what you can envision with regards to things that you might like to see in three dimensions. So I can think things like chemistry, maybe, or art history, or tourism, just to name a few. And then it comes down to expertise around creating the software, because we know a computer is just a piece of equipment. We need to be able to have the software to run on that computer. And if you can bring those two things together, I think quite literally the possibilities are endless for how this could be used in an educational setting.
And obviously, the use that you have for it with the software that you're using will not only continue, but likely, I would say, be expanding as we move forward.
Absolutely. It is definitely something that can be used in, frankly, any discipline, degree program, certificate program, even training program at this point, right now, for students who need any kind of anatomy education. So certainly you can think healthcare, but also things like kinesiology or exercise science, paramedic. There are many different disciplines at FLCC, for instance, that could be using this right now. Absolutely.
And by the way, I also want to point out that FLCC is the only community college that is working with Case Western Reserve in this particular program. You mentioned Texas Christian being involved with the presentation coming up next week, but also the California Health Sciences University and even Oxford University Hospitals in the UK are working with us.
Yes, and that's just to name a few. I mean, Mass General, Northwestern, there are a great number of partners right now, and they span, they're not just medical schools, they span a wide array of kind of healthcare in general disciplines, but it's even expanding to physical therapy and dental and many others, just to name a few.
See, now we might get mad when we have a problem with our smartphones not working, but there is definitely some advantages to technology, and I think this one passes that muster with flying colors.
I definitely agree.
All right. Well, Christine, thanks so much for filling us in on this. This is fascinating that this kind of application is being introduced into a community college classroom.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed my time speaking with you.